If you're a bit surprised to hear a British voice narrating your onboarding training for American Express, well, you're not alone. I thought they were kidding when they first called me. After all, I spend most of my days lending my voice to weighty topics like history, nature documentaries, and training the Queen's footmen how to clean up after the corgis. But they practically begged me, said something about adding a touch of class to the brand. So here I am, gracing you unsophisticated colonists with my wit and charm for the next hour. When an energy isolating device cannot be locked out, the employer must modify or replace the energy isolating device to make it capable of being locked out, or use a tag-out system. Whenever employers significantly repair, renovate, or modify machinery, or install new or replacement machinery, however, they must ensure that the energy isolating devices for the machinery are capable of being locked out. Earl, I'm sorry, but we have to release the data. If there is a safety issue with the airbags, the public needs to know.
But this is going to wind up in a recall. I mean, the losses will be massive.
That's unfortunate, but if we try to sweep this under the rug, we could be prosecuted, and the losses will be even greater in the end. I'm calling the regulator and preparing a press release. Wallace has accidentally released General Whiskers, the class hamster. Now all of the children are scrambling about, looking for their lost pet. Wallace will have to serve a time out for his carelessness. Do you think this is fair? HSBC GDPR Compliance Module 3, Compliance Requirements for Vendors. In the module, we will review responsibilities of HSBC to work with GDPR compliant vendors. Resources for assuring compliance. Penalties and risks associated with non-compliance. Tap the next arrow to move to the next slide.